I kept thinking they were gonna come back. And Houston did hit some free throws. They didn't convert. It's too bad. And Gonzaga, I feel bad for that program.
Again, I'm shooting video, so.
So we, I didn't see much of the workout today because I was out watching some of our pitchers and some of our hitters. So I do know that with the split squad situation or the B game situation, everybody's going to get at bats today. We're going to be able to evaluate a lot of different things. And we're to that point where we've got to start to make some real critical evaluations and pay attention to what's going on. It's not necessarily the results. It's more about the execution, the planning, the heartbeat, what it looks like. In a broader scope. So I liked what I saw today from the guys that threw. Wendell, Ken, Noe, and Kennedy. I saw some quality at-bats against a pretty good left-handed pitcher. So it was a good day so far. We'll see how it goes the rest of the way.
What was your biggest takeaway from the B game?
Probably the three guys that I watched throw the ball. Control the zone, mixed pitches. they had some good players there today. You know, they had their guys. They had a lot of their guys. So you can't say that it was against some minor leaguers and they were just thumbing balls up there. Everybody was getting after it. I felt like our guys did really well.
Good baseball talk with Joe?
I did. I got a chance to sit there with Joe. And I always find him most interesting on every level. It's not just baseball. We peeled the onion back a little bit and we covered a lot of ground. So it's always good to just talk to opposing managers, see where they're at, and then you know, on a personal note, I've known him a long time, and he's always very interesting. And I find the more you chit chat with him, the more you learn.
What do Noe and JB and Ian bring to the club that you really like?
A little bit of you know, even though JB and Noe aren't, you know, total veterans, they're on their way to that, and in a way that Ian is. But I think their presence, their ability to repeat their delivery, make pitches, they don't get glossy eyed. They go out there and they execute at a very high level, and they don't beat themselves. They're going to force the opposition to beat them. So those are some really good intangibles when you're talking about bullpen pieces.
You know, closers can sometimes be quirky, and you know, obviously Mark, I think, is 37. Mm-hmm. But, and some of it might be more for Fett to understand, but mm-hmm. just how much have you gotten to know, you know, kind of how he likes to work, what he expects? I mean, obviously, and I know he has a track record too of what he's, maybe, you know, when you look at, you know, how many instances in a row you can use him or things like that. That's a good problem.
Yeah.
You know, things
really,
like that.
Really, really good situation that we're in. He's going to need days off. He's going to need rest. We know that. He's going to hit the ball in the ninth inning every time he's able. And I know he's had a lot of success doing that, but we feel like we have a lot of guys that, you know, on days where he's down, will be able to step up, such as Ian and company. They'll be able to close out those games, but we're going to be very mindful of his workload. But, I've gotten to know him a little bit, but I'm still waiting to have those deeper conversations with him, about, you know, the amount of time it takes them to get loose. I like to have guys get hot, get ready, and get in the game. Doesn't necessarily work with a closer because they're on their own pace in that ninth inning. One of my philosophies is to avoid the burns have them get hot and right in the game. I'll have all those discussions with the pitchers. In particular with Mark, I know that he will be ready for every challenge that we throw in front of him. Just go out and be himself and execute pitches. That's the biggest concern for me right now.
Are you going to have time to get everybody to go back-to-back this spring?
I think so. We're hoping that that's the case. I know that Strami is working really hard with his group to find a way to make that happen. We're going to start to get the position players back-to-back coming out of the off day tomorrow. Casty will throw tomorrow in one of the games here. I need to let you guys know that. I think it's 4-65. Yeah, in a minor league game. So with the relievers, we need to do that. We need to up-down them, which we've been doing in bits and pieces with certain guys. And we also need to have them go back-to-back. And I think Strami's got a really good plan for that. So we'll see. We're going to try to get there.
You're going to take advantage of the split squad games to do that, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I think the reason why we piled in so many split squad games was to get our pitcher stretched out, our starting pitcher stretched out, and then just create a little bit more competition for those guys to step into that environment. And whether it's a hitter going back-to-back or a pitcher going back-to-back, we feel like the more innings we play, the closer we're going to be on April the 7th.
Any health updates?
Nothing right now.
Torrey, sorry, I wasn't around yesterday. What's Zach Allen's latest status?
Zach is going to throw a 12-15 simulated game on field two. I think it's going to be two innings, and we'll see how he feels after that.
Why not in a big league game?
I think what we've been doing for the two-inning stints, we've been doing that in a live BP setting. So I think he'll step into a three. I'm thinking that might be the case, 3 and 45. But we'll see how he comes out of this.
So, but does that mean that Davey's next thing after yesterday's two innings could be a three-inning big league?
Possibly. Don't quote me on all that stuff right now. I probably have to get more information. But, yeah, that's been the design. Let's get their couple innings worth of work in a live setting, control it, and then get them out on the field.
And do you think he's going to be okay, like that first turn? Will he be an option for you potentially?
Davies, he's talking.
Yep.
Davies? Yeah, good. I was going to go Gallon. That's nice. You felt that, didn't you?
I saw that. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We have that. I don't know that answer yet. I just saw him throw for the first time yesterday in a simulated game, live BP situation. So I don't know that answer. But based on my conversations with him, he's in a good spot and he feels like he can start to ramp up. So I think, yeah, I think there's a possibility he's going to be ready to go a lot sooner than later.
With Gallon, at what point do you guys have to make a call on whether he's just going to start, you know, I don't know if it'd be on the injured list or what, or whether you can pitch him with just a limited pitch count.
Yeah. I don't know yet. I don't know. I think we gotta play that out. We gotta see where everybody gets to at a certain point in time, and we'll map out where everybody's gonna be slotted in. I know I've already expressed to you guys that he's probably gonna be pushed back a little bit, rather than force him into a bigger situation they may not be ready for. So. I don't know. There'll be a strategy to it. I know, but we haven't really even started those discussions yet. And I'm sure we'll start to pick that up here in the next couple of days.
Have you gotten the official memo yet on the 28-man roster?
I have not. I did see some representatives from Major League Baseball here at the ballpark the day before yesterday, and they said a number of memos will be coming out shortly. They have a lot of information they're putting together. And that information will be sent out to the managers and general managers very soon. All right.
Thanks, Tori.
Appreciate it. Yeah.
Peace out.